And now, your local forecast.
Okay, welcome back to The Forecast. Happy New Year. This is our first episode back for 2024. My name's M4Sonic and this is a podcast or a videocast, depending if you're listening or watching, about the music industry, our lives, technology, marketing, just basically anything that's creative. So if it's your first time here, let me introduce. I've got Chief Street and I've got our manager, Luke Jamison. Also known as Lobu. Check out his tropical beats. It's a vibe. So before we get started, I need to wish Chief Street the big 3-0 happy birthday, my man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Actually got you some.
No.
Oh.
Fancy bag too. Oh, man.
It's a Lakers jersey.
I almost...
No,
oh,
it's
dude.
It's not.
Thank you.
I figured we...
A fresh potty hat. Mate, I'm going to crank this now.
Oh, the man.
Why not?
Keep the tag on the top.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Chase Street has joined the 30s club. It's the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think 20s was all like research and development and 30s you just crush.
You know what? I actually read something that like echoed the similar thing, saying that, you know, you're still growing in your 20s and that and developing and learning and that. But then 30, 40 onwards, you can actually execute what you've learned.
I reckon.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
It's on.
Oh, you
this
don't
is
have
awesome.
To.
No. Want to try it on. I love a good hat.
You don't have one like that?
It's crisp.
Look at that. Nah,
it's crisp.
I don't.
It's crisp. I figured like something, because we always wear black. Well, we need to get Luke one. Yeah. It's a one size fits all. So hopefully it.
I got a massive head, but we'll be right.
Oh, but it fits.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, cool. Awkward.
I'll work on getting it tightened in that for the next episode. But that's really, really nice. Thank you. I really like the material. Very cool.
Took a long time to decide on an appropriate hat.
Tell you what, I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. So let's get started. We want to do, and Luke freaked out when I said off camera, a masterclass, but we basically want to do a bit of a masterclass. One of the listeners asked a really important question and it's just something that's plagued every artist. They've made a song, they're ready to put it out and they have absolutely no idea what to do. So we've got Luke here from a managerial point of view, but also from record label. So Luke runs Global League and our label has always given artists good advice, but not often enough have they taken it. So for the broader community listening in 2024 with a pretty wild landscape, you know, we basically have been winging it for the longest amount of time because everything has been changing so much. But Luke actually has a pretty good idea, if you're an artist, how to release music and what your strategy should be. But I'm going to give a forewarning. It's not the news you want to hear.
Is this difficult?
Always difficult.
It's the long game.
Yeah. Well, my first initial thoughts were just that, well, it is going to be difficult because you got to plan ahead and it's a lot of effort. Like we've always said it, making the music is just the first step in it all. And the other end is twice as long and twice as hard.
Harder, definitely harder.
Yeah, because it's maybe not as enjoyable because like when you're creating, naturally, if you're an artist, that's probably what you really love doing and not the selling part.
Well, every artist, all they want to do is just make music for a living. And unfortunately, that's, Luke, you'd argue that that's not how it is these days, right?
No, not if you're an independent artist and you're just coming up. You've got a team around you to help you with everything. You've got to bloody do it all yourself.
So I'm going to have to give you two scenarios because it's a pretty open question to say, like, what's the strategy? Could we start with maybe if you're like a semi-established artist, so you've got, let's just say you've got 10,000 followers on Spotify or 10,000 followers on Instagram. Let's just go with like 10,000 and we spoke off camera as to why that number's important. And then once we've sort of spoken about that, maybe we go back to someone who's literally starting out from scratch, because I think there'll probably be a parallel.
Yeah.
All right. So absolutely. I'm an artist. I've got 10,000 followers on Instagram and I just so happen to have 10,000 followers of monthly listeners on Spotify. And I've got a track. It's a banger. And I've got a couple of others in the bank and I just want to put it out tomorrow and then hope that it goes well. What's the advice to an artist?
Well, the first advice I think is, even though you may have one track and you want it out tomorrow, you've always got to give yourself a bit of time because everyone gets their track finished, they're excited, they're pumped, this is a banger, it needs to be out. But if you're just going to drop it, unless you're Taylor Swift or you're a big artist with a massive following and they're like, oh my God, surprise, song drop. If you've got 10,000 followers, 10,000 monthly listeners, it's still not that many.
No.
So you still need to go through the steps. But what having that size audience does allow you to do, if you're focusing on Spotify, for example, is use some of their tools. Now, I don't want this to become a use all of Spotify's tools session, but they do have some pretty good tools for up and coming artists. But then you also do need to get to that point before that where you have enough of an audience that you can actually use some of those tools that require you to have a minimum audience.
Yeah. So let's go off the basis that someone's got enough followers to meet that benchmark where they do have tools at their disposal. One of them is Marquee.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a bit more about how someone would use that?
Yeah. So Marquee is a tool that you can use when you're dropping a song, a new release. You do need to have 5,000 followers, monthly listeners, sorry, in a particular territory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 5,000 total,
doesn't work.
Two of them are in America, 1,000 of them are in Australia, 1,000 are in the UK. You can't actually run that campaign.
Yep.
Presumably because you need a bigger audience for you to actually be able to benefit from that campaign.
Yep.
So that's one little caveat. And not every artist was eligible for a while for Marquee. I'm not sure if they've changed that now so that more artists are eligible. But you also, in addition to having the right amount of listeners, you also had to be eligible.
And what's the minimum spend for a campaign? Because often artists that come through the studio, they're like, oh, I'm going to drop several thousand dollars on one targeted ad or one post or something. And we just go, no, stop. So what would it cost to do a Marquee?
Well, I think you're always better off spreading your budget out over a long time. Yep. So I read a stat today from Spotify that 75% of a track streams in a 12-month period comes after the first month.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, in the old music industry, you'd build the hype, you'd do the drop, it'd all arrive, your CD would arrive in the stores, everyone would race out and buy it. But because now people are consuming differently, they're either hearing a song on a TikTok video, they're getting referred by a friend, it's coming up in their Discover Weekly, it's being synced or whatever, people are now able to discover your music in so many more places than they could 20 years ago.
Yep.
So whatever you have to spend, it's not really spend X or spend Y, it's spreading that out over long term versus spending it all at one time.
Because that's often what people would fall for, is they'd go, oh, if I spend $1,000, I'm going to get X amount of plays or this amount of engagement.
Yeah, it comes back as well to a lot of people want large Spotify numbers, not to get the revenue from it, but for the appearances.
Yep.
So a lot of people will go out and spend $100 on a cheap playlist pitching service and get put on a bunch of spammy playlists and get their numbers up, but it doesn't actually result in any fans. It doesn't help them at all long term. It could get their track kicked off of Spotify. So there's a lot of things to consider versus I'm just going to throw this amount of money at this one thing.
Just before we move on, can you explain what a Marquee is from Spotify? Because I don't know what it is and I don't have the followers to get it.
Really big tent.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a banner in Spotify?
Made from a form of canvas. So basically you'll load up your phone and you'll load up Spotify. And it'll say new music out from Chief Street.
Yeah, yeah,
and go listen now. And you
So it's like a shortcut on a homepage, basically.
But the labels that use that tool, they are putting huge amounts of budget in, right? Like, there's a reason that everybody knows Taylor Swift's got a song out, even if you don't like Taylor Swift.
Like, wouldn't Spotify benefit from putting Taylor Swift on the front? You don't even need the money from her. They want people to, like, you know what I mean? That type of relationship is like they benefit from putting Swift on there, whether she's paid or not.
With their editorial playlist, that's what they're doing as well. They're curating the songs that people want to listen to.
Okay.
Those artists rarely need to be on those playlists, but they're on there anyway.
So I don't want to go too much off track here, but do you think, we're talking about Spotify specifically here. Do you think artists with 10,000 followers, like if you were sitting down in the boardroom right now, as we often do, and have like strategy sessions, would you be saying, no, Spotify, that's where you should be putting your attention? Or would you be saying, nah, go to Bandcamp or run Google Ads or something? Like, is the strategy to just keep it simple?
It all comes back to what you want to achieve.
Well, I think in this scenario, it's likely one of two things. The artist wants to be seen to be doing well as opposed to actually doing well, which would be a totally different, plan of attack. So let's go off the fact that everybody's running off metrics and wants to appear to be doing better than they are. What's the game plan?
Comes back to consistency. You'd run a Marquee. maybe if you've got the budget for it. I think it's $150 in Australia to run one. If you've got the audience there, that pushes your song out to those audiences. You can select to do a close audience, someone who's streamed you, I think, in the last 6 months, or someone that has a previous listener who hasn't streamed, has streamed you before, but not in the last 6 months, to try and re-engage an older audience. But the purpose of that tool is to try and get someone who maybe has forgotten about you or hasn't gone to your profile in a while. They open up their phones like, oh, new track from InfoSonic, sick. I'll click that. And then they're on there and they're like, actually, I haven't been on here for a while and he's released a bunch of new stuff, yep. Which comes back to the consistency point, because if you haven't released a song for 6 months, they'll go to your profile and be like, oh, this is the only new song. So they'll listen to one song and then be like, oh, I've heard all the others. I don't need to listen to them again. Or they might be like, I want to listen to all these bangers again. But if you've been consistently releasing every month, every 6 weeks, they'll be, oh, wow, there's 2 or 3, 4 new tracks in there. I'm going to listen to all of them. So that one click that you've got may then result in 3, 4, 5 streams of your songs. They may save those tracks to their library. They may add them to their playlists. So it's part of a bigger picture. There were some other tools that have been released recently as well, where you can actually now promote your back catalog in a similar way with a little tile. I think that's called Showcase. And that can be at any time. Marquee has to be for a new release. So you can only do that for 2 weeks, 14 days, and then you're done.
Yep.
But I think Showcase you can do anytime. So we'll have to check that out with you guys in the coming time.
Okay. So then let's stick with Spotify for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm an artist and I have 200 followers and bugger all on Instagram. So there's no real call to action at this point, but the music's awesome. And I've spent heaps of time and money and energy in the studio and I just need the world to hear this. Is the strategy still to use Spotify to try and cut through the noise? I mean, I think last year on the podcast, we were giving some statistics as to how many songs were uploaded a week. And I think what it was uploaded a week is now a day. Am I wrong? Is it 100,000 a day?
Yeah, songs? That's the number that gets thrown around, 100, 120,000 a day. But there was also that stat the other week from Spotify that there was 45 million tracks that had less than 1,000 streams on the platform.
45 million songs on Spotify.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that does sound right. That have had less than 100 plays.
Anyone has the ability to put a song on Spotify. Well, a lot of people don't realize that too. They're like, oh, yeah. Well, I think now it's becoming a bit more common knowledge. But early on, people were like, wow, you're on Spotify. I'm like, yep.
That's like someone being in, it's like, wow, you have a track on SoundCloud.
No wonder there's so much noise. I mean, anyone can put, we could put white noise on there for all that it matters.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 200 followers on Spotify, 200 followers on Instagram. What is the advice that you would give to an artist that's starting out needs to be heard?
Keep creating, keep releasing, keep promoting each release constantly.
Okay, what's the promotion?
So I would be reaching out to playlists manually. I would be using services where you can find lists of playlists and reach out to them manually. Australia, we're very fortunate here. We have the AMRAP AirUp project where we can actually distribute our tracks to community radio stations. I think there's like 200 or 300 community radio stations.
Yep.
They'll actually listen to your track, download it, play it on radio. People will hear it that way. We're very fortunate like that. Obviously Unearthed as well on Triple J. Not that that really helps a lot for the songs that we're releasing.
No.
Just keep pushing it on your socials as well. Like it doesn't have to be listen to my song, listen to my song, listen to my song. But it comes back to three things. I think you've got creativity. You need to be uniquely yourself and create the way you want to create and not try and copy other people. You need to build your community of people around you, whether that just starts out as your friends and family to begin with. And then you've got your consistency. You're consistently giving them something. So you'll know as well as anyone when you like an artist and you're following them and you like following their journey. You like seeing what they're posting on Instagram. You like seeing what they're working on. You like seeing that you feel that you've built a bond and a connection with that artist.
Yeah.
So if you just go underground for 6 months, come out, I've got a track.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. No, and me too. Don't worry, I've been falling down as well. It's so hard, natural. Right?
When you're an artist that is either up and coming or as an artist like yourself that has a lot of things that you're doing.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that every day. So that's why when you look back at your strategy, you need to be like, okay, what can we manage and how do we manage this in the most efficient way to keep putting out content? It doesn't have to be every day, just regular intervals. How can I maximize making content from the stuff I'm already doing? And how do I bring that back to the songs that I'm working on and the songs I'm going to be putting out soon?
I like it. I wish there was a gold, is it golden bullet or silver bullet? What's the saying that
you golden know, egg, silver bullet?
Sit, yeah. There we go. One of those. Either one. I wish there was just this is what you do. It just doesn't seem
it's all different.
I mean, you know, one of the things we ran for Chief a while back was we did a digital ad campaign through Instagram where he's obviously a trap artist. We targeted fans of trap. We created a playlist of all of his songs and we ran an ad that directed the people that clicked the ad to the first song on that playlist.
Yep.
They went, I think we worked out
It was really, it did really well.
8 or 9 streams per click, it worked out yeah. to. So they would click the ad to listen to the latest track.
And then it'd keep going
And then
down.
They'd play 6 or 7 others afterwards.
And then you get the residual plays over time, especially when they're saving them to playlists and stuff. I think yeah. you made a great point. And you said that's what 75% of streams come after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you're right, everyone's consuming at different pace. Like someone might save an album, but they don't actually get the chance to listen to it
yeah.
straight away.
And if you want to do your pitches as well, if you want to pitch to the Spotify curators and you're like, I want to drop my track next week, getting back to the very start, they say you need 7 days, but then I've also spoken to other labels, other managers, other people, around the traps of Spotify, being like, actually, we're working on more of a 2 to 4 week window.
Mm.
So if you pitch within the last 2 weeks, everyone that's got a track coming out in that 2 week window is pitching like mad. You're actually
what are they going through. I don't know. Like to me, I'm being a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
We just said 100,000 tracks a day. Everyone's pitching something. Who? No one's
there's
reading
what, 20,
that.
20 editors worldwide.
Like, surely yeah. there's a filter where it's like yeah. you are just not. Getting you're being left on
yeah.
and that right. comes back to your objectives again. If your objective is to tour, if you're a DJ or a producer that wants to tour, you know, we're talking specifically about electronic artists here. I'm not yep. talking about bands yeah. and stuff. Putting out a consistent release strategy and like pumping up your streams on Spotify may or may not help you get gigs as a DJ. There are a lot of DJs out there and a lot of producers doing gigs that maybe haven't released a lot of their own music, but they've been DJing for years.
Mm.
Or they might have a lot of streams, but they've got no social following because their streams are all from like genre playlists and editorial and, you know, people don't actually know who they are. So they might not have a lot of fans on Instagram, but they have high streaming numbers. So it must be really hard for like people booking to know what they're going to get and sort of have an idea. A lot of people say we don't even look at the stats anymore because it's so easy to pump the numbers.
Yeah.
Sure. So I mean, the thing about it is sometimes you just know as well because you can look at what, everyone knows what fake engagement looks like on Instagram and like, okay, so you've yep. got 40,000 followers and you get no comments and like, you know, people know it when they see it.
Yep.
And the same goes for Spotify as well, because if I see someone with massive Spotify stats and no following on social media, I'm like, this doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Speaking of social media, can we just quickly interject with what Twitter are doing?
Yeah, well, they did what you anticipated the entire time, which was now they have the golden tick.
I knew it.
Golden yeah. tick.
I don't know what episode it was, but we discussed it at length. And because, you know, the funniest meme I've ever seen is this artist that's just got verified on Instagram. And then like the art, it zooms out and the dog standing next to him also has a verification tick. And then like even the trash can has a verification. Like everyone is verified, right? So now it's gone to what you have to be gold. Verify?
I'll lay it out for you because this only got announced like an hour and a half ago. So it's very, very raw. So we're breaking news here. So annual plan. So this is for X. So this is not Meta. This is not Instagram and Facebook yet. This is just Twitter or X. Annual plan for verified organizations. So I assume if you're a big personality, you're probably classified as an organization. I don't know yet. We'll see how it rolls out. Cost $10K yearly and it comes with $10K free advertising credits. So Twitter gets 10 grand and they give you free advertising. Benefits, 2x boost in reach, a gold check mark and a square profile picture, priority support, impersonation defense, premium plus, affiliations and more.
That's a lot of money for a square profile picture.
But like if that's in your budget, if you're, you know, like what to LeBron James, what is 10 grand?
That's slightly different to what we were thinking though. We thought they'd get everyone to pay for a blue tick mm-hmm. and then they'd give the legit people that had earned it a free gold tick, but they're actually charging 10K for a gold tick.
Yeah, well, Twitter's trying to make money now. It's trying to profit. It's not a free, yeah. Elon's changing.
There's going to be so many bros out there like being like, I paid 10K for my gold tick.
100%. Yeah,
and who's laughing at the end of the day? Like, you know what I mean? Go for it. If you want to pay 10 grand.
You want a gold tick? Good for you and good luck.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what is a verified organization? Is it anyone who's just willing to open their wallet and pay? Or is it like, who are you? What are you? Do you meet criteria?
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting times.
You could assume that it's going to trickle over eventually to Meta. Like,
yeah,
it's going to have to be a difference.
So getting back to our non-verified starting emerging artists, could you also give some advice maybe? I mean, the whole Spotify marketing thing is pretty daunting and a lot of them would probably feel like me, pretty overwhelmed. Is there any other advice you could give for them, like resources or people to get in contact with or like communities or things like that where I mean, this studio and Global League as a record label is definitely, that's the whole point, not just to create music, but to connect people and network and stuff. But is there anything that comes to mind where these people could go to?
Well, they should definitely follow me on Instagram.
They should? Well, what's your...
Luke K. Jamison, come follow me.
Ding. I'll try the thing. Now I have to do it in post-production. Damn it.
It's in the description.
I'm not proficient at posting tips, but I do post them from now and then.
Yep.
Sometimes I share some tips from other people because I'm a sharing, caring guy. Mm. But I think one of the main things is getting back to those three C's is your community, right? So you can build a big, as you know, better than anyone. You can build a massive YouTube following. You can build a massive Facebook and Instagram following. But if you don't have access to those people directly, if you don't have them on a mailing list, if you don't have their email, if you can't send them something, be like, hey guys, I'm doing a tour. Hey guys, I got some merch out. I got a show coming up. Got a new song out. You're kind of missing a really important part of being able to engage and also get feedback from those guys. Be like, reply to this email. Let me know what you think, you know? Mm. Engaging your audience. I saw an artist today just post three slides on their Instagram, had some new press shots done. Which of these shots should I select as my profile picture? Seems basic, seems very obvious. Mm. You know, it doesn't seem like something that you'd be overly interested in.
Yeah.
But fans are. Fans are, oh, I like number three the best.
And the idea is not that overcooked either. Sorry, it's very simple.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
And that engagement, people commenting, means that when she does want to post about a particular song, she's got more engagement on her account, so that'll reach more people. Or so I've been told.
That's clever too with
I think that's
the,
true.
What do they call that? Three?
Yeah, just swiping through.
Oh, the carousels.
Thank you. The carousel, I think that's a thumb stopper. We talk about thumb stoppers.
Just think about, yeah, exactly. How, if you're trying to, so from the social media platform, how can we maximize time spent on our app? Well, sliding across through multiple things. It's like watching a video.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think in addition to like a mailing list, if you have a really good following on Instagram or TikTok or whatever your platform is, and that's going well, double down on it. Like, don't try and, all right, now TikTok's going well, tick. I need to now boost my Instagram. Start focusing all your time over there. Like, if you've got somewhere where your fans are engaging with you and are vibing with you and interacting, just double down on that. I don't think we need to spread ourselves over everything all the time. I know a lot of people, like, I don't even post on Facebook anymore.
Mm.
There's no reach. My audience is dead. It's wide. I can't even post like a, you know, that's the same.
I gave up on Facebook probably 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
I was like, look, I got a personal one and that's my life.
Yep.
And I don't even use that. But Chief Street Facebook page is done.
A lot of people are using Instagram now to like communicate, collaborate, DM each other. Like it's
my
wild.
Instagram, my artist page is also my personal page. Yeah, so it gets a bit clouded. But at least I'm not too finely spread.
At least you don't have to, do both of them.
What do you think about, well, I'm interested because you're saying, no, you're not saying don't reach out to new places, but I was reading something about how Twitter is trying to push long form.
Really?
Yeah, hardcore. Hey, look, ex-Twitter is evolving very, like more so than any other app. What Elon's trying to do is...
Is that because of Threads, do you think? Because Threads came out.
He couldn't give a fuck about Threads. He's so better than Threads. You know what? Threads is done. That would be the last thing on his mind.
Right.
He is just trying to grow what he's got, which is probably the best social media engagement between someone putting out a sentence and the rest of the world seeing it instantly. It ranks incredibly high. Such a valuable IP, like, or I don't know if that's the right way to describe it, but what it does is irreplaceable. Yeah, you're not going to find another one.
We've got a fan.
So he's trying. Yeah, well, look, a couple of podcasts I listen to are very pro it. And so I just understand what he's trying to do with it and what it's capable of and what it is. Yeah, he's trying to push long form heaps. So I was interested if we started putting this on Twitter, more work for Nico, but.
Nah, fuck that.
Just to cap it off, one of the things was that if you are new to something and it starts working, well, you were early, which is an opportunity for.
Like, do you mean as video or as text?
No, as video. You put the whole podcast episode up.
Yeah, right.
I think we should. I'm really torn with TikTok because for the longest time, everybody knows that I was like, nah, TikTok sucked. And the reason for that, and I'll just reiterate for any new listeners. Oh, there's a bug. Missed it. missed it again. For new listeners, I was explaining that I didn't like it because it, you know, you can have a video that goes like super viral. And we gave lots of examples of artists that had TikTok videos that did really, really well. But there was no correlation to then engagement metrics and fans then following and going to shows and buying merchandise and even giving a crap. They just liked that video. Mm. And that was it. You know, there was one artist that posted about storms in Adelaide and it went nuts. But it did nothing for her career. And so I think TikTok's this really just, And I think what you're saying with Twitter, that's really interesting. If the engagement piece is there and people are really interested in long form and there's going to be someone subscribing for the sake of actually wanting to know more and it's not just a, you know, scrolling at the speed of 80Ks an hour.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated in that. That's really cool.
How's the internet here? Is it getting better? Because you might be doing some more uploading.
Well, that was the other thing. Live streaming. So that is one thing TikTok can do very well for you. If I think you need 1,000 followers before you can live stream. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a really great way to find new audiences. And the same for Instagram Live. So what we might do with the podcast once I've got better internet here because it's just crap. Do you know in Holland, a friend of mine who I work with, a videographer.
You can tell me the numbers.
The basic is 3,000 up, 3,000 down.
Fuck.
You can get up to 8,000.
Dude, I get like
up and down.
Literally 5 upstairs in my house. 5 megabytes.
So he was saying they don't really have storage and SSDs and external hard drives and stuff because it's all cloud-based because it's so fast.
Yeah.
And what he reckons has happened here in Australia, it's something to do with the Murdoch empire with all the media, is that when the Australian government rolled out this NBN, it was limited so that we didn't just go to the internet. We still had a reason
because they wanted us to still purchase and use additional media.
It's a great conspiracy theory.
It's a great conspiracy. But
I buy that.
It's so frustrating for us in Australia because I want to live stream this forecast. I want people to listen to it or like as a radio thing or for people to tune in and comment like they did on YouTube. But we don't yet have the internet capability with all the infrastructure we have with the cameras and audio. The best we could do is use a phone.
Not to hop on the Elon train any more than I have already, but you could get Starlink, but it's probably
not great.
Yeah, what, speed wise?
Upload wasn't great. Download was good. Oh, okay. Upload wasn't great.
Well, it's not really for commercial use. It's for,
we need 1,000 up minimum. So yeah, if you're listening to this from overseas and we've got heaps of people overseas, we are just so far behind in Australia and the business can get 1,000 up, 1,000 down, but it's something like $600 to $700 Australian dollars a month. And that I just think is extortion. That's just so much money.
Yeah, for internet.
For like internet.
It's a staple. It's
yeah. So I'm still looking into options. But I mean, ultimately we're just gonna have to do it. So
yeah, you see how you go in the long run, I guess. Yeah. It is something that is important. Cause I feel like you're losing time and time is money. So
this episode, when we finish this, we upload it to YouTube and what I do is I leave it overnight.
See, that's such a killer. And
episodes sometimes don't go live because it failed overnight. It's like, well, I need the computer back today to do stuff, so I'll try again tomorrow night.
That's so terrible.
That's caveman.
Oh yeah. Well, I went to play Xbox the other night. I was like, great, a 16 gigabyte update. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
I have bad news. My Xbox won't get past 64%. And according to Reddit, it means the optical drive has got a failure and that's causing it to wig out and it's done.
Xbox is toast.
So, okay, we've gone so far off topic and we will get back to
it. We have gone on a tangent.
No, it's all good. It's a natural conversation.
Do I get a new Xbox or do I get the PlayStation 5?
Oh, that is a nice, Well, I don't know. I've got an Xbox S, which is the new next-gen Xbox without the disc drive.
Yeah, because who needs disc
drive? And that works well for me because I don't need a lot of games. I just rotate through whatever I'm playing. But games are more expensive, so you spend less on the initial purchase, but then you spend more per download per game. Because discs are cheaper and you can go to the shop and price match and things like that. But digital download off the Xbox store is always...
Putting it to the audience, because this is part of my community. So I'm not going to tell you to listen to my music because I just want you to hang out with me on Xbox or PlayStation Network.
You shouldn't worry because GTA will be crossplay. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Curious thought just popped up.
Yep.
What does a game cost these days?
100 to 150 bucks.
Or in-store 80,
obviously,
70.
Yeah. A lot of work has gone into the creation of a game.
Not always. I mean, continue.
Where my brain's gone is like, isn't it interesting how we put value on things? So you can justify $100 to download a video game to play however many thousand hours of over the course of its life. Yet people don't want to pay more than $9.95 a month to access to the entirety of the world's music. Or pay more than $1.50 to download one from Beatport or Bandcamp or whatever. Like, it's a really interesting thing. Like, and I know, I can't remember if we touched on NFTs last year or not, but like, and that's obviously a really
dabbled, yeah.
Very interesting space at the moment anyway. But like with some of those NFTs, I did like the way people were saying, well, Banksy can draw some artwork and sell it for $12 million for one painting. Mm. So why can't I create a piece of musical art or piece of musical work in a thing and also just have a one of one and sell that for a high piece of value. It's a very interesting how the traditional art space and the musical art space are very different in their revenue streams and how they're seen in terms of the eyes of the curator and also the purchaser.
Okay, well then you would say it comes down to scarcity, so rarity. That's what creates the value in an NFT.
Yep.
The fact that artists, independent and signed, are pretty lazy and just go, well, the audience is on Spotify and, you know, other platforms like Apple, Amazon, there's heaps. There's actually, I think there's 86 different platforms around the world. So we're sheep. We just go, all right, well, we'll put it out there. That's what diminishes it. That's what, you know, if we really stuck to our guns and the three of us as artists right now on this podcast, like, you know what, we're not going to put music out on any of the internet forums. You have to write to us and we'll send you a compact disc. I'd be selling that for a lot of money.
Did I send you that video of those hip hop guys that had created the unique vinyl records that were like oddly shaped and transparent and they'd only made like 80 of them and they'd only sold them as like a collector's item. And they were quite, I think they had quite a large fan base at the time, but they were like, there's only going to be this amount.
Yep.
It's not going to be in stores. You can only get it through our merch store. It's a full album. It's not going to be on streaming services. And this is just what we're doing.
What's to stop the person who purchasing it, rips it and puts it on the internet anyway? Yeah. But they make their money at the beginning anyway. So maybe they're happy with that happening. But like, right, one out of 80 people, well, of course someone's putting that on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Humans love feeling special.
I can't remember the artist, but someone has already done that where they made a one copy of one album and then it is and stuff like that. I can't remember because I reckon it changed hands. Maybe someone else knows. But something similar to what you were explaining.
I think it's a lot of fun once you've got the audience, right? Yeah. If you've got a huge audience and they're engaged and you're doing something really special, I would love to get to a point where we're doing really unique, special merch drops and collectibles and things like that. But you can't just say that's what we're doing now.
Speaking of unique and special, there's a bit of chatter on the YouTube comments I noticed about you guys doing a collaboration. So,
yep.
That should happen. It's still pretty overdue. I think the intro song bangs though. We know
the
that
intro
one.
Song slaps. Yeah. I actually have a couple of projects I need you to finish.
I can take a look at that.
Can't.
Well, shit.
Sorry for the abrupt cut in, cut out. We just finished what we thought was the best episode ever and then realized that the hard drive had gone full and we'd lost 20 minutes audio.
Literally, like the video of us at the end is us like fist bumping each other and going, that was the best episode we've had.
Whoops. So we're talking about collaboration. When we listen back, we were talking about collaboration. Chief and I are going to get in the studio and do some cool stuff. And then I went on to ask Luke, What can you summarize again? What was the three C's?
Four C's.
Well, we just, yeah, now it's four C's. Three C's.
Creativity.
Yep.
Community. Consistency. And now, collaboration.
Four C's. Did I spoil it?
You did. That's right. So there's four C's.
I don't know where we're up to.
And for our audience listening in, we're going to create a template of this rollout, like in terms of how to get your song released. And what was it, a 6 to 12 week?
Yeah, it's about an 8 week spreadsheet.
8 week spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So if you want to download this future template, you just need to put four C's into whatever platform we use for you to do the download.
We'll run it again probably. Properly, and we'll like remind everyone.
Yeah, we'll remind everyone. But it's going to be four C's so that you've got a plan. Because I've just got back into the gym, and the consistency of that and the whole mentality and psychology of actually having to like show up, eat well, sleep well, all that sort of stuff. For the longest time I was roadblocking myself by not going to the gym. I always had another reason to not go, whether it was family, the business, I don't know, editing someone's video or making a song, whatever. There was always another reason that was better than me going to the gym. And I got this thing, well, I call it stale blood, where effectively I was just, yeah, low in energy, not really vibing, getting to it. So if I can apply the same consistency of the gym workout and have that approach to music, I reckon we'll get some great results. We then went on in our little speech that is lost forever. We talked about manifestation and the energy. So you, Luke, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think off the back of the gym thing, I said if you've got a 12-month plan and you know what you're doing for that 12 months, you can break it into 4 3-month chunks. You can break each 3-month chunks into 1 month and weekly and daily tasks. And if you know, all right, this is my plan. This is what I'm doing. These are when my releases are. This is the content I'm going to be posting. This is what I need to do. And you just show up every day. And you just do the daily things. You just get in your routine. You're like, right, this is what I'm posting today. This is what I'm doing today. I've got to do that. I've got to get a press shot. I've got to go, you know, whatever. It actually helps you keep the momentum and keep the energy because you're not constantly thinking, oh, crap, I haven't posted anything today. I've got to think about what to do. Oh, it's busy. That's, you know, I've got to cook dinner, whatever. When you've got that plan, it actually allows you to focus, get into a routine and just keep that up, similar to the gym.
But people also don't know what they don't know. They don't have a trainer or an educator or someone like an accountability buddy. You know, I used to love going to the gym with other people because then I would show up. Mm. If it's just you versus you, it's very easy to pull out. So we discussed a little bit about that.
Mm. The three of us, in fact.
Yeah, you had a great idea.
Yeah, that we would all pretty much follow the same path or plan into a few releases.
Yep.
And that would hold each other accountable in the process and maybe actually make it a bit more enjoyable than fun. Feeling like you're alone the whole time.
A little bit more competitive.
Being like, well, Nick, you haven't posted this week. That's a common theme anyway, but sorry. Look, I've been fucking completely absent for like 2 months now on the internet, especially since we like last did the episodes. I haven't done anything. So
we needed a little bit of a break because there's a lot of effort that goes into this machine and it's nice to just go, all right, I mean, it would have been the best time to be posting content because everyone was online, but also like for mental health.
Well, you mean like during the holiday breaks?
Am I right, Luke? I think on YouTube, I think there's a massive spike because I think all the kids are off on school holidays and there's just a huge uptake of people wanting entertainment. So, but for our audience that are probably a bit older and mature and whatnot, they're probably all doing what we were doing, which was getting off devices and spending time with friends and family. So it's all right. It's all good. But yeah, we're trying to fire up this machine. So we're hoping our audience will keep us accountable. And that was something that we talked about on this hard drive that has failed and lost forever, which was about engagement. So if we could manifest really good energy about a release, we were talking that the strategy of getting people to join the journey. And I was saying that I crap on about all these plans I have to have a live stream from my studio while I'm making music. You mentioned a really good scenario where Deadmau5 was working on the Velt.
Mm-hmm. He got sent those demo. He was live streaming in the studio. Someone sent him stems of their vocal take on top and were like, you know, don't take it too seriously. I hope you don't like it. I hope you like it, but, you know, just give it a whirl. And he puts it on and it was just like magic at the beginning.
And that's
my favorite bit is always also when he's like, I hate those chops.
We'll get rid of that. Yeah. And you're like, asshole.
But he fucking knows what's good, off the bat.
Oh, and everybody agreed with this.
It was the right call.
But I'm too nice. I'm like, I don't know about that part, but yeah. Yeah, that was wicked. So I want to do that. We just need better internet.
So before his time to do that, the live streaming stuff, he was doing that, what, 10, 12, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. And just out of the goodness of it, like there was, I used to love watching those streams. Yeah,
well, he had like the lab. Like that's a full studio.
Plugging all the plugs into the
analogs,
things.
Stuff. Yeah.
All right. So apologies, audience. We had a killer episode and we've finished it and we've gone to look at it and it's the drive is somehow just, it had 9 hours of recording and somehow we've lost 20 minutes. Stopped.
Positive energies. It's not the end of the world. It's disappointing, but you know, it is what it is.
So the four C's. Creativity, community, consistency, collaboration.
Yep.
Cool.
And check your batteries.
Yeah.
Thank you again for the beautiful gift, mate.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate that.
I really appreciate you having to do that a second time because…
Well, you know, before you were flaming me because I wouldn't put the focus on people when they've given me something and stuff. So I thought, yeah, I'd just make sure you get yours tonight.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say who gave me the hat, but he's sitting somewhere.
Yeah, shout out.
He's an all right bloke.
If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're a returning listener or watcher on YouTube, thanks so much for the previous 30 episodes. We're really pumped to be back. We're hoping that we can be leaders in actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So keep us accountable. And yeah, we look forward to an awesome year ahead. We've got lots of cool stuff planned.
Yeah, we're first going to start with a boat on Saturday.
Ew.
Chief's 30th birthday. We're going on a cruise. We're going to go out on a small dinghy.
Yeah, no, a little bit better than that. Somewhere between that and
a super yacht.
And a super yacht.
Somewhere in between. So we'll put some footage of that, of the three amigos having a blast on a yacht. All right. We'll see you guys.
Three amigos.
Next week.
Three amigos. Hey.